true. You had siblings, went to a denomination, you asked them, do you love truth? What would they say? They're all going to answer yes on that question. I had a cousin that belonged to the Baptist church once, and I asked him that question. And he said, you're not going to show me nothing. That Bible changed my mind. He thought he had truth. Again, any Christian would answer the question yes if you're a Christian and be truthful about it. Any person seeking what is right would answer the question yes, I love truth. When you look at Proverbs 23, verse 23, the writer there says, buy the truth and sell it not. How do you buy the truth? Things in the world, as far as physical things, are bought with money. But how do you buy truth? Well, you purchase it on any terms. You spare no pains or cost to get it. You'll do anything in your life to get rid of, to buy truth. That's how you buy truth. If you have sinful conditions in your life, you get rid of that. Then you buy truth. And that's how truth comes about. The truth, the true, and saving knowledge of God's mind and will concerning our salvation and the way that leads to it. Buy truth and sell it not. In other words, once you get that, once you give up things that cause you to sin in life and you buy the truth, never get rid of it. Do not sell what you get. Of course, we know people do. We've had people in this congregation that knew the truth and went back into the world. But when you look at the verse there in Proverbs 23, it says, buy truth and sell it not. But also you are to buy wisdom, instruction, and understanding. You have all four of those. When you have those in your life, there's nothing can harm you in this life. So you buy that truth. You get rid of the evil in your heart. You replace it with truth in your heart. You study for wisdom, for understanding, for knowledge. And therefore, you give up your old life. But people will simply answer, yeah, I love truth. But when you confront them with it, you see them getting angry because you're pointing out an error to them. John 17, verse 17, John there says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Do not forget it's not forsake it for any worldly advantage. We are to get rid of the world from our heart. John 8 and verse 32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So we see how precious truth is. It makes us free from our sins and reconciles us to our Father. It's an everyday growth in our life that we try something. We may become angry over something. That's something we need to get rid of. When we get rid of that by studying the Bible, we're buying truth in our life. We should never allow a person to become our enemy because they tell us the truth. And sometimes it may make us mad because somebody tells us the truth. But it shouldn't. That's something we need to get rid of. If they tell us the truth and we see it's the truth, then we need to believe it. Therefore, we're buying that truth in our life. But sadly, this happens sometimes. The very ones who would yell out loud, I love the truth, are the very ones who get mad and count that person their enemy because they have tried to correct a wrong in that person. We should be thankful if somebody knows I'm doing wrong to correct me. I will be appreciated of. I may misrepresent a verse, take it out of context, and teach something that's not right. I would expect an elder or someone here to correct that. And when I look and see that what is said is truth, I change my life to that. I'm buying truth. Matthew 10, 34 through 39. I'll not read that. But in verse 36, Matthew states, and a man's enemies will be those of his own household. Why? Because of truth. Divorces are caused over religion. There's arguments in a house over religion. Those who are not Christians. But it will be those of our own household. It may be our wife, it may be our kids, it may be whatever that causes division because they won't believe truth. And we teach them that, they turn against us. I am sure if each of the individuals mentioned in these verses were to ask the question, do you love truth? The answer again would be yes. But truth will divide households and families. And God's Word tells us that. Why? Because they think they have truth, but when truth is pointed out, they turn against you. Daughter will turn against father. Son will turn against father. Father will turn against children that's Christians. And so it goes on. Paul said in Galatians 4 and verse 16, have I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Do we count those who about us today who tell us the truth as enemies? We shouldn't. But I would safely say that a lot of Christians do because they don't want to believe what they've been believing is wrong. And so instead of accepting the truth, they turn against them. Do we buy the truth? Thought here in Proverbs is we are to possess truth. We're to give up everything in our life to obtain truth. When truth is shown to us by our study or someone who cares for us points out wrong in our lives, do we want to possess that truth, or is our attitude that of the philosophers in Athens in Acts chapter 17 verse 32 when they just simply say, we will hear you again of this matter? Is that what we tell people who show us the truth? Well, I'll talk to you again later. And it never comes to pass. Stephen told those in Acts chapter 7 the truth when he said in verse 51, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in your heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit, the truth, as the fathers did, so do you. Stephen put truth right in their face. And verse 54 states their reaction. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. And they gnashed on him with their teeth. Truth is what cut them to the heart. It's something they could not put up with. That Stephen condemned them, the very people that they were. And they put him to death for that. And so he suffered, but he told them the truth, something they would not accept. But when you look at Acts chapter 2, we see something different there when Peter preached to them on the day of Pentecost in verse 36 and 37. When Peter there says, therefore let all the house of Israel assure that God has made this Jesus whom we have crucified, Lord and Christ. When they heard this truth, they're buying the truth, they were cut to the heart and said, what shall we do? One group possessed the truth, taught them, and one did not. Is it different today? Next time someone speaks to you of a wrong they have observed in your life and brings this to your attention, notice what your reaction will be. Not accepting truth, churches have become divided, families have become divided, marriages have suffered, some become mad, offended as they say, and cease coming, some members go to other places, where they do not have to hear the fruits of their faults. Their faults will not be told to them. That's what people search for in denominationalism, because they don't condemn one another. But the very word of God, which the Church of Christ stands for, does condemn those people. And that's something they don't want to hear. And I'm satisfied if before this took place, if you asked these individuals, do you love truth? They would say what? Yes. How true the saying of truth. Therefore by your fruits you shall know them. Matthew 7 and verse 23. So don't get offended when someone points out an error in your life. Look and look, investigate that. Is he telling me right? Then if he is, accept that. Buy that truth and go on. Do not become upset and get mad at someone. Because we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. Just some thoughts that I put together on that. But if you're here tonight and you've not obeyed the gospel, you've been blessed once again with life this day, another opportunity to come forward. If you've not been baptized for remission of sins, that you repent of those things, you confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and be baptized in burial in water. You may have done that, and you've gone back into the world, and the world knows it. You make confession of that before the members here, and take care of that problem in your life. Any subject to the gospel call, you may come as together we stand and sing.